This is the World of Agriculture, brought to you by Norbrook, a leading global pharmaceutical company dedicated to the health and well-being of animals. I'm Riley Smith. Mental Health Awareness Month is especially important for agriculture. We'll have more right after this.
Nomination is now open for a new award to be presented at the Iowa State Fair, sponsored by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network with support from Bex Hybrids. The Heart of the County Fair Award will be presented to six county fairs, one from each of the six county fair districts in the state. The award is designed to honor specific individuals who put in the extra time and effort to produce a successful county fair. Deadlines for nominations is June 1st, so don't delay. For more info, click on the banner at iowaagnet.com.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Farmers and ranchers experience higher rates of mental health issues compared to the general population. This is due to many factors, including financial strain and weather-related stress. Dr. Larry Trainel, a dairy field specialist at Iowa State University Extension, said a lot of stress can make a challenging occupation even harder.
Yeah, the 15-day forecast does look pretty clear for Argentina. Brazil, still the main portion of the country on the drier side. Some of the southern sections are on the wetter side, but the big thing that we'll be watching for is as Argentina continues to work through their harvest progress here, drying some of those areas out that had been a little bit excessive is a good thing, and they should be able to see some movement on harvest and move forward with that.
In his years of working with farmers, Trainel said there are tactics farmers can utilize to help manage their stress.
Yeah, soybean harvest is in line with last year, but they are still behind the five-year average, sitting at 77% right now. Five-year average comes in at 84. You jump into the corn, and they are starting to catch up. They're sitting at 41%. That's 1% behind the five-year average, and they're now ahead of last year's pace. So they are starting to move here, drying some of those areas out. Like I said, we'll continue to allow them to progress pretty nicely.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.